David DeGeneres.
Let's go to the movies with movie show host Andy Farnsworth. Let's talk about PG-13 movies. They seem to really be, I don't know, swooping in and taking over movie screens. But we're asking the question right now, thanks to the help of an article in the Deseret News and also Axios. They also wrote about this. Wondering if PG-13 movies have been impacted by ratings creep. Have you heard of ratings creep, Dave?
No. Ratings creep, what does that mean, Andy?
Well, ratings creep is just a term that says your sensibilities shift over the years. I mean, if you'll recall, Gone with the Wind was an outrage because Rhett Butler dropped the D word as like the final line of the movie. And there was people like, should we even show this in theaters with such scandalous language in it? And, you know, you could probably accidentally say the D word on the radio and not get in trouble anymore. But
try
just
it.
How I'm not going to test that theory. But that, so things have shifted. So then it became there was a time where if you said the F word once, it was an automatic R rating. But then sensibilities have shifted and it became a thing where, well, now if you use it as a verb, it's an automatic R. But if you use it as an adjective, you can have up to three uses of it. And what it comes down to is what's called the Motion Picture Association of America. They have a ratings board and they pick a random set of people. And I believe they're in Michigan and they watch the movies and they decide if this movie should be rated R, should be rated PG-13, should be rated PG or rated G. G generally means, well, G stands for general audiences. There's nothing offensive. PG stands for parental guidance suggested. There might be something that some might find offensive. PG-13 is parents are strongly cautioned about showing this to kids under 13, or at least under 13, you're going to need additional guidance. R is restricted. That's what the R stands for, if you somehow didn't know that. And that meant no one under 17 admitted without a parent. And then there's NC-17, which means no one under 17 is allowed to buy a ticket to this movie. But if anybody who's ever gone to a theater, the odds that you'll get checked are very low.
Zero.
Right? Yeah. I remember when I was in eighth grade and me and my buddy at the Valley Fair Mall, bought a ticket to an R-rated movie when we were in eighth grade, and we just thought we were so much older. Like,
so edgy.
We were walking like, yeah, we are old now. But that's what ratings creep is. And so this is a challenge for parents now. And this is actually something we've tried to do on the movie show, and I've tried to do on my reviews for KSL TV, is because ratings have shifted and because this board decides, well, why is four F-words okay but five isn't? Like, what's the difference? Well, they got to draw a line somewhere. You may or may not agree with that line. If you're somebody who's like, I just don't want to hear that word at all in a movie, well, you may not be able to watch a PG-13. I know they can't use it in a PG movie. So, but after that, it just becomes a whole bunch of things. They'll take a movie that says, well, this is an R, and they say, we want a PG-13, and say, well, cut out 3 seconds of that blood. Or something, you can kill as many aliens as you want. As long as their blood isn't red, it'll be PG-13. But if their blood is red, so it looks like human blood, it's an R. And it just, here's what it comes down to for parents. It's an arbitrary thing made by people you don't know. I have been an advocate of study what the content is and then make the choice. I know this costs more, but I recommend if you're on the fence, go see the movie first before you decide if your kids can watch it. We'll try. Steve and I will try. You know, there's places on the internet that'll go. There's I'm trying to remember the parent website, but there's one that talks about
evaluates it.
Yeah, well, that just says like, here's everything that's in the movie, and you can decide if you find it objectionable. But it's coming down to that. You know, it's not a, if you just hear PG-13, oh well, that means it's okay for everybody.
Might not be.
You'd be surprised at the 6-year-olds they take to R-rated movies like Saw. Like, why? I'm not going to judge anybody, but I am going to kind of secretly do that because why?
Well, sometimes
because you can't find a babysitter.
Occasionally you make a mistake as a parent. I'm just looking in the mirror. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't think anyone's confusing.
My kids
confusing
roast
Saw
me
with
a
Bob
lot
the Builder.
For a movie I took them to see with their dad years ago. I'm not even going to bring it up here, but they roast me a lot. They're like, we could not believe we were in that movie theater, and I'm like, neither could I. I actually did not. I'm like, who's your mom? I made a mistake. I think that I love what you just said. Go to the movie first and then make a decision if that's appropriate for your kids and their ages. But I look at like the my two favorite movies in the last year, Top Gun, right? That came
out. Top Gun Maverick, yeah,
that's PG-13. That felt like a PG-13 movie to me. Okay. But I have older kids now. Maybe my sense of you know, decision making is a little bit warped. Barbie movie.
Also PG-13.
I've seen that twice. Also PG-13. Saw it with my daughter the last time. We both really liked it. And I felt like, okay, maybe a PG-13?
Well, Barbie brings up a good point because this is the other case. Now, there's specific content, words, visuals. But sometimes it's PG-13 because the content, you know, is going to be something that 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, it's either going to be over their head or it might be something a parent doesn't want to have discussions about with their kids just yet. And so just saying, oh, it's PG-13, so we're all good. You always want to study the content. But here's the thing. Either you go for it all or you get stuff like this.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't play the clip? Ah, we switched boards. Oh, well, it was an edited version of Bruce Willis's famous line from Die Hard.
I think I have it.
Dave's got it. Hurry, Dave. Push play.
Melon farmer.
That's literally what they broadcast that.
All right. Andy Farnsworth, tomorrow morning in our time
Nine
slot.
9 to noon, yes.
9 to noon in our time slot.
And we
I
have
love
to
it.
Talk about a kids' movie and a horror movie. Saw Patrol.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
All right. Look forward to it. Andy, thanks for joining us. Maria's next.